even after Joe Namath and the Jets had upset the Colts in Super Bowl III, there was still a feeling that that was fluky and the AFL was still the inferior league.
There was this sense that the leagues weren't really equal, but it was just this Jets win, you know?
So going into Super Bowl IV, the Vikings were huge favorites, two touchdown favorites.
When you look at it now, it's laughable. Any sane person would look at that now would say, what were these people thinking? But the prejudice against the AFL was so strong then.
For those guys who'd been around for the entire decade of the AFL, they had been hearing Mickey Mouse stuff and dismissals and things like that for all of their professional football career. You knew Hank remembered that. You knew Len Dawson and those other veterans remembered that. And this was their last chance at redemption.
Mr. Official, let me ask you something.
Okay, coach, go ahead.
How can six of you miss a play like that? Huh? All six of
you. I thought you were talking about you being on the field.
No. What? Yeah, Gasulki was running around there like it was a
He's engaging in that constant staccato banter.
Hey, Lenny!
Through the whole game.
It looks like he's like a football coach from Hollywood Central Casting who's just reading off lines that he's memorized from a screenwriter.
Hey, move it up a little bit. Pump it out of that end zone, yeah. That's an excellent call. Those officials are doing a hell of a job. Just keep matriculating the ball down the field, boys.
As their outspoken head coach patrolled the sidelines of the 69 Super Bowl, the Chiefs play on the field began to make even more noise.
They can't cover that in a million years.
The offense seemingly moved at will throughout the first half, and the Chiefs quickly jumped out to a 9-0 lead.
Well, the Minnesota Vikings, they were a very good football team, an outstanding defensive front four particularly, but we were not in awe of them.
If we put things together, we kill these guys.
Look for 65 toss power trap. What does it look like?
Hey, look for our...
Tell them 65 toss power trap. That might pop wide open, rats.
They just felt that this is going to be a pushover. But they forgot to tell us.
Running play coming to Garrett on a trap. Touchdown! Garrett scores from the five.
Was that there, Rats? Nice going, Biggie.
With 5:34 remaining here before the half, Garrett took it in.
A 16-0 lead with the defense that we had against the Minnesota Vikings offense. There was no doubt in our mind.
Here he was in his moment in the sun.
They didn't know where Mike was.
On a national stage.
Didn't know where he was.
In the final game of the AFL's history.
Coach pumped it in there, boys.
Completely out-coaching the Lombardi disciple on the other side of the field. And you could tell he was enjoying that.
I told you that made me there. Yes, sir, boys.